If you or someone you love are planning to give birth someday, this story is for you. That's because there's a problem with how babies are born in this country. There are too many C-sections, and it's not the fault of women.
The maternity population in the U.S. kind of looks like a triangle.
Katie Cozumel is a professor of public health policy at the University of Minnesota. She studies what's behind cesarean section rates and how they differ from one hospital to another.
Where you have a few very, very high-risk women, as you go down, as the triangle gets wider, you've got more women in lower-risk categories generally. And our maternity care workforce looks like an upside-down triangle, where we have a lot of clinicians that are trained to manage high-risk pregnancies and to provide surgeries.
That might not sound like a bad thing, but in the delivery room, it means healthcare providers can sometimes opt to intervene too quickly. For someone like Calais Coleridge, who gave birth to her second daughter last month, that's a worry. She says she has no wish to denigrate the medical field.
I think that sometimes it is easier or more convenient to say, hey, we're not sure how this is going. Let's just make this easier for everyone. And I think surgery is really hard on the moms. I think surgery is really hard on the babies. But I think surgery is often a lot easier for the people who are overseeing a situation, especially if they're trained that way.
That surgery is extremely hard on mothers and babies. C-sections put mothers at a higher risk of bleeding, suffering inflammation and infection, getting blood clots, and postpartum depression, according to studies. And babies born by C-section are at a higher risk of having breathing problems and are less likely to breastfeed, which helps in bonding and forming a healthy immune system. Coleridge chose to have her baby at Marin General under the joint care of midwives and OBGYN doctors.
For me personally, bearing children and having a birth, it always seems like a very natural, normal thing to me. I think that you start to realize that working with midwives, kind of choosing a more natural approach to childbirth, we probably don't need a lot of intervention.
In 2011, Marin General changed the staffing in their maternity ward. All low-risk women coming in to give birth were overseen by nurse midwives, who specialize in helping women through normal labors, with an in-house obstetrician available to step in the case of emergencies.
It's great to have that option to get help. Most of the time, we don't need it. For me, trusting in the fact that this has been an age-old thing that we've done forever of giving birth, it gives me a lot of confidence in the kind of natural process of childbirth.
That trust is well-placed. A study released in September by Marin General and the University of California, San Francisco, demonstrated that switching the staff lowered C-section rates fairly dramatically within just 3 years.
Nobody is saying that physicians are on purpose performing unnecessary cesareans. In the moment, they all seem necessary. There are certain clear indications this woman absolutely needs one, but for all the other indications, there's a little bit of wiggle room.
Melissa Rosenstein, a faculty member at UCSF Center for Gynecology and Reproductive Science, was an author on the study.
By having physicians work on labor and delivery and have no other competing demands on their time, they're able to really be a little bit more patient and to await a vaginal delivery.
Tomorrow we'll cover how Marin General's change in policy fits into statewide efforts to lower C-section rates. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.